I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's been a perceived bias against Christians in the media. Now the BBC's proven it. BBC's Mark Thompson says the company would never mock Muhammad like it mocks Jesus, saying Christians are fair game because Christianity has broad shoulders and fewer ties to ethnicity. Evangelist Sammy Tippett wants it to stop.
I would just issue a call for BBC to stop their unethical and what could be and become a very immoral practice. I would say stop it before someone gets hurt, and probably people are already being hurt.
Tippett believes this prepares people to persecute Christians. Meanwhile, the physical cost of Syria's violence has been large. Between 6,000 and 8,000 people have been killed, but the emotional toll is weighing on thousands more. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, has been responding with comforting words. Several of Sat-7's programs are addressing how to deal with the tragedy taking place. Pray for the hurting nation. And Uganda is one of the poorest nations in the world. Poverty is especially bad in the rural areas, and the only way out is education. Worldwide Christian Schools is coming alongside the Edu Cebu Community Junior School to help. Steve Goering says it's a strategically placed school. Although it's a Muslim community, there's no lack of students.
The one thing that's unique about the Christian faith is that our God is a God of love, and that will come out in the instruction and will be, I think, something that is very attractive to the families in the community and will also help change lives.
Construction stalled when the town ran out of money. Worldwide is raising $10,000 to help. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East who will never personally meet a Christian. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help pray daily for those listening to the radio broadcasts. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the prayer calendar link. I'm Greg Yoder.